For those who don't know, could you talk a little bit about the goals of the association?
I understand the goal of our association to be to keep the legacy of Mr. Lincoln alive and relevant and to continue to conduct research. You would think that there wouldn't be anything else left to say or to learn about Mr. Lincoln, but people continue to find information to talk about for Mr. Lincoln.
When you were first installed as the president 2 years ago, you certainly made history as the first female, as the first African-American. And reading back on one of your interviews, actually with Sean Crawford, one of the goals you talked about was to bring attention to the association in a more diverse way because of those barriers you broke. Do you think you achieved that goal?
I think that I have achieved that goal to a degree, but there's always work to do in that area. And one of the ways that I think that we are achieving that goal is just from simply looking at the diversity of the banquet attendees. Last year, for example, I saw a few more African Americans, I saw a few more young people, and I'm hoping that that upward trend will continue this year, and I think that it will.
What were some of the highlights of your tenure as president? I know your 2-year term is coming to an end very quickly, but what were some of those highlights that you can point to?
Certainly the success, I think it's the success of our symposium and our annual banquet, but also other things that the association did. For example, we sponsored a bus tour of Lincoln's 8th Circuit, where Mr. Lincoln practiced law. That was very successful, and that was something that we hadn't done before, and we're looking to have another bus tour and go into more depth about the various sites that are in the 8th Judicial Circuit for Mr. Lincoln. I'm sure that people, every community where Mr. Lincoln drew a breath, people are always proud of that. But people may not know about his legal career in central Illinois. Many people think that Mr. Lincoln was just a hick lawyer. Well, he really was more than a, quote, hick lawyer. He was a very successful attorney. I think those things are of interest.
And we're talking with Catherine Harris, the outgoing president of the Abraham Lincoln Association, and we're talking about the upcoming event now, the banquet and the symposium. Can you tell us a bit about what's expected?
On Monday, starting at 11 o'clock at the Old State Capitol, we will have speakers to include Kate Mazur, who will talk about African Americans that Mr. Lincoln knew in both Springfield and D.C., and Michael Burlingame, who's on the faculty here at UIS. He will be speaking on other African Americans who Mr. Lincoln knew. Then Jason Emerson, who's a Lincoln scholar as well, he will be talking about Mary Lincoln and giving us some new insights into Mary Lincoln. Mary oftentimes gets a bad rap, for lack of a better way to put it, and I think Jason Emerson will give us some more insights into her and the person that she really was. And then we're going to have a roundtable of all of those speakers that will be in the afternoon at the Presidential Library. All of those events are free. Jason is going to be the luncheon speaker, and then the highlight of our event is our banquet. And our speaker will be Professor Richard Carwardine. And Richard Carwardine is from Oxford University, as in Oxford, England. And he will be speaking about his new book on Mr. Lincoln, about Mr. Lincoln's humor. So that's kind of a different topic. But I'm sure you may have heard that Mr. Lincoln was always a good storyteller. And I'm sure some of the anecdotes that Richard will share will be some of the stories that Mr. Lincoln told.